This is Taylor Talk, the number one Taylor Swift podcast, brought to you by TaylorTalk.org. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Taylor Talk, the Taylor Swift podcast. This is episode 93, and I am Adam.
I'm Diane.
And I'm Steve.
And we have, well, if you guys looked at the timer, it's not really a full entire length episode. Actually, you know what, the way we talk, I might be speaking too soon. But if this episode ended up short, the reason being, we have our live episode we're prepping for on this upcoming Saturday, November 2nd. And it's going to be at, what time did I say?
Well, Adam, there's
3 p.m. Pacific time. 6 p.m. Eastern,
11 p.m. in London, and 9 a.m. the next day in Sydney, Australia. So find your respective time zone, and that's the time it's going to be on this upcoming Saturday, and we're really excited about it. So that is to celebrate our second birthday, and we have another. Well, we got like an early birthday gift tonight.
A huge early birthday gift that I'm so excited about.
Something I'm on a huge high right now, and it's something I am very proud to share with all of you listeners, because this is something that would not have happened without all of you. But tonight, the podcast award nominations were announced, and Taylor Talk is nominated in not just one, but two categories. We're nominated in the entertainment category and also the People's Choice category, which is the biggest award of the night. People's Choice is like Taylor winning Entertainer of the Year.
Wow.
You like that analogy?
That's crazy.
So it's a really big deal. The podcast awards are like the Grammys for podcasters. So it's like a really, really big deal to be even nominated. So we're greatly honored. We thank you guys for, well, helping nominate us in the first place. Voting starts, and I feel like this is an omen, like it's meant to be. But voting starts on November 1st, our second birthday, exactly on the dot. So, if you guys are listening to this on November 1st, if you could please head over to podcastawards.com and submit your vote for Taylor Talk, that would be, well, really, really helpful for us, because without votes, we can't win. So, this vote is entirely popular vote, fan voted the whole way through. So November 1st is the day it starts. You can vote every day. Please help us win, because the award show's here in Vegas where I live, and I'll be able to go and accept the award in person. It'll be really, really cool.
Oh, my God. That would be so neat.
I'm not going to lie to you guys. When the award nominations were announced tonight, they were announced on a live webcast, as you guys know, Stephen, Diane. And when I saw Taylor Talk, the Taylor Swift podcast, come up on the screen as a nominee, I kind of felt a little bit like Taylor herself.
When she wins an award and she gets excited. I did too. It's so great. Cool.
So I'm that excited. Is... Sorry, Steve?
I'm excited.
Yeah, that's a huge honor. And I'm going to stop rambling about it, because you guys get the idea. But November 1st is the date. Podcastawards.com is the place. Go cast your votes. Thank you. Now, another kind of fun tidbit. I know we... shared a few of those tweets on the last episode, Steve, when you, Eric, and myself did episode 92. And, we got another tweet from @Katha265, who said, fun fact, Sweeter Than Fiction isn't out in Germany, but two episodes about it of Taylor Talk. Okay. So I thought that was rather funny.
Hopefully it's out there now. I believe it is. I think Germany normally releases their music on Fridays, as opposed to us on Tuesdays and the UK on Mondays. So hopefully, Germany, you're enjoying Sweeter Than Fiction.
Katha265, let us know if it's out, please. But if anybody hasn't listened to those yet and you're confused about why we did two, the first one, episode 91, was a Sweeter Than Fiction review done by... well, yours truly, our panel here, me, Diane, and Steve. And then episode 92 was a follow-up where we did analysis based on your emails. Listeners all emailed in their thoughts, and we were able to share what you guys thought of the song. So that's why it's a two-parter there. If you're interested, definitely go check out 91 and 92. They were pretty good, if you ask me, but I'm a little bit biased. So anyway, I think I've been talking enough. Diane's going to give us the upcoming news.
Okay.
Or the news that just passed. News doesn't come. Yeah, you guys get it.
The news. Yes, Adam, I'll go over the news. We do have quite a lot of it. First of all, Taylor will be spending some time in Europe soon. And she keeps adding more dates to her international red tour. She just added a show in Germany at Berlin's O2 World on February 7th, 2014. Also, on November 3rd, Taylor will perform on X Factor UK. No word yet on what song she'll be performing, but the performance will certainly be used to promote her Red Tour shows in London in early 2014. In addition, Taylor has the honor of performing for the royal family in a charity benefit for homeless youth at Prince William and Kate Middleton's London home on November 26th. Unfortunately, this event is exclusive, so we can't all go, but it will definitely mark a huge milestone for Taylor.
So, speaking of Taylor and receiving awards, how do you think it went down when somebody was finally like, oh, hey, Taylor, would you like to be invited to the home of the royal family to play?
She's probably like, no, that doesn't sound like fun at all.
Oh my gosh, she must have been freaking out.
That's crazy.
I would die. I know I would.
That's so cool, though.
Finally, in award show news, Taylor is nominated for what seems like a million fan-voted awards.
I told you we were like Taylor.
Yeah, except she's nominated for a lot more than we are.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Let's try to sort through them all. So first up, we have the 2014 People's Choice Award nominations, and they are open until October 31st, which is this Thursday. Taylor is in the running for Favorite Female Artist, Favorite Pop Artist, and Favorite Country Artist. The final nominations will be announced on November 5th. You can go nominate her at peopleschoice.com/PCA/nominations.
Nominate or vote.
You can nominate her. Basically, you can nominate her for an award, and then the final nominations will come out on November 5th, and then you can vote for her for whatever award she's officially nominated
Okay,
for.
Got it. Thank you.
No problem. Just
like, I seriously was actually confused, and I hope I didn't make myself sound like a dum-dum there. I hope somebody else might have been a little confused also.
It is slightly confusing their process. But yeah. Hopefully you guys all understand that now. And then we have the YouTube Music Awards, and they are on November 3rd. Taylor is up for Artist of the Year and YouTube Phenomenon for I Knew You Were Trouble. You can vote by sharing those two videos on Twitter, Facebook, and on Google+. Finally, on November 24th is the 2013 American Music Awards, and they will air live on ABC at 8/7 Central. Taylor is nominated for 5 awards, and don't forget to vote for her for those awards at ama.votenow.tv. But you can only officially vote if you're from the United States, except you can vote for her on Twitter if you're not. What you can do...
Sneaky!
I know, very sneaky. You can mention at TaylorSwift13 and the award you want to nominate her for and add the hashtag AMAs. So an example of that would be at TaylorSwift13, Artist of the Year, hashtag AMAs.
Great. Thank you for all that news, Diane. I know that was a mouthful, but I'm sure people were glad to take a break from my voice.
That's a lot of news for someone that just finished up their U.S. tour. Did you notice that?
It's so overwhelming, I know.
She's got a lot going on at the moment.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Ah, Steve, what did I do, Steve? What did I do? Explain it for those who don't understand.
Okay, that's from the 22 music video, and it's the t-shirt that says, not a lot going on at the moment.
I actually got a lot going on.
Mark this on the calendar, not our Taylor Swift calendar, but just in the calendar in general, that I actually got an Adam joke, and I thought it was funny.
Yes! So, well... I'm about to ruin mine and Steve's newfound friendship. I figured since we don't really have a main discussion for this episode, we got to give you guys something, well, that you guys like and haven't done in a while, but trivia. I'd ask you guys a few trivia questions and test your Taylor smarts. Well, let's find out, Steve.
This All may right. be your moment.
Why don't we give Steve the first question?
Do it.
So, Steve, which song did 12-year-old Taylor Swift write about not fitting in at school?
The Outside?
Yes!
Oh.
Yay!
That's it, actually.
It's a miracle.
Should we try Diane? What did you say? Sorry?
I didn't have to look that up on the internet or anything.
You didn't have to cheat for the answer?
I didn't have to. That was cheating. I don't know if that's cheating.
That was impressive. So let's try Diane, shall we?
Sure.
Diane?
Yeah.
Which Taylor Swift song is about a cheating boyfriend?
Should have said no.
Did you look at, like, the answers?
Adam, I know all of her songs by heart. Like, it really wasn't hard.
Use a cheetah.
No.
No, that was a good guess.
No, it wasn't a good guess. It was the right answer.
It was a logical. Well, I mean, it was a logical guess. I mean, I don't think it. To me, it's not like something she cheated on.
All right, let's see how smart Steve is, if he can keep it going.
Oh.
The pressure's on. Neither of you have missed a question yet. The score is 1-1. How many songs off of Taylor Swift's Holiday Collection were written by Taylor herself?
I'd say maybe two.
Yes!
What?
Yay!
Two. Bonus question for Diane.
Oh, God.
What are they?
They are Christmas Must Be Something More and Christmas Is When You Are Mine.
Cool.
Wow.
Yay!
So I just thought that was a fun question because we're going to be entering the holiday season soon. Although I don't want to be one of those people that's all like Christmassy before we've even hit Halloween, but I inevitably just did.
Hey,
on
Christmas is a great holiday.
Yeah, I think Christmas starts now on November 1st and no longer the day after Thanksgiving.
Oh, no. All the stores by me have Christmas decorations already for sale before Halloween. Like Christmas now starts October 1st. Yeah.
At the end of August, they had all the Halloween stuff out. So, I mean, they keep moving it up. Eventually, it's going to be like the beginning of the year. We'll be getting ready for Halloween and Christmas.
We're going to literally have Christmas in July.
Yes.
I don't think Taylor would mind.
Taylor wouldn't, of course. She loves Christmas. Anyway, so Diane, last question. Let's see if we can keep the perfect streak going.
Wait, does that mean that I'm ahead now? Because I got...
No, I just gave that to you because I knew you would know it.
Oh, thank you.
That wasn't your real question.
No, okay, your real question. Which of Taylor Swift's songs was the first one to hit number one on the charts?
Our song.
Ding, ding, ding. Yay!
Wow.
So we got a perfect score this match. I got to come up with harder questions next time.
I guess so.
Dude, we're awesome. This is why we were nominated for the Podcast Awards, because we know our stuff.
Okay, Diane, enough plugging the Podcast Awards. That's my job.
I'm happy right now. Leave me alone.
So I hope somebody out there learned something from one of those questions, because apparently Steve and Diane knew them all already. Moving along with our little episode here, we've got some mini segments that you guys submitted. Steve, give us the first one.
The first one comes from... Wait a minute.
Steve's like, I know him.
Yes, the first one comes from me, I guess. This is actually in reference to the InStyle magazine that I got. And it's, you know you're a Swiftie when you choose to go through the self-checkout so you can carefully bag your pristine Taylor Swift 13 magazine purchase.
So there's two things that are funny here. One is that I kind of do the same thing. I got it at Walgreens where they didn't have self-checkout, but I was, like, monitoring the girl that rang me up there to make sure she didn't bend any corners.
Right.
And then the second thing that was funny about that is that Steve actually submitted that through Twitter, just like any listener for the show would do, and I just thought it would be funny to assign that one to Steve.
Oh, thanks.
I hope you enjoyed reading your own submission.
I guess so. It was good. It was good times.
All right, next one is a voicemail we have from Megan. So, Megan, take it away, please.
You know you're a Swiftie when, for Free Ride Friday, you write about Taylor Swift as a fairy and Ed Sheeran as a werewolf, and they go on adventures together to save the world.
I really like that one. That's so cool.
Nice.
That's very imaginative.
Mm-hmm.
The little English major in Diane is like, so happy right now.
Well, yeah.
So, Megan, actually, you know what? If you want to email TaylorTalk at 13.org. I'd actually love to read your story.
Oh my God, me too. Can you please do that?
So, Megan, if you're out there listening, please email us your story about Taylor as a fairy and Ed Sheeran as a werewolf. Why is Ed a werewolf? That seems scary.
Well, okay, there's something about Ed that gives off this vibe. You know how he doesn't really dress up a lot? You know, he just kind of wears like a t-shirt and jeans. And
is this going somewhere? Can you get to the point?
I'm getting there. And his hair on his head is kind of like matted. So in a way that reminds me of like something that would be werewolf-ish. Maybe that's where she got her inspiration from. Do you guys see it, or am I just crazy?
I think you're crazy.
I think you're crazy, but I can kind of see where you're coming from a little bit.
Oh. Diane, redeem yourself. Read us the next mini segment.
This one comes from Joel via Facebook. And he says, you know you're a Swiftie when both you and your mom use Wonderstruck.
Oh,
nice.
I love Wonderstruck.
It smells so good.
Okay, I got the next one here. And this is an email we got from Daisy. And it's, you know you're a Swiftie when you trained all three of your dogs by praising them with hand hearts. True story. And this actually works, by the way.
I would love to know how to train my dogs like that. That's pretty cool. Like the dog sits and then you flash it a hand heart so it knows it did a good job.
Yeah, that is really cool.
That's like super cool. I really want to do that. Thank you for that, Daisy. If you could email again and tell us how to do that, that'd be great. I'm like asking all these people to email follow-ups. I'm really fascinated, though. Anyway, next one is another email from Sophie, who said, you know you're Swiftie when you always seem to look at the clock on 13.
That's happened to me before, too. It's really cool if you set your watch to military time and then it will say 13:13.
Oh, at 1:13 p.m. Yeah.
Yeah, that is pretty neat.
That is cool.
This next one comes from Red T. Swift via email. And they say, you know you're Swiftie when you start crying when you can't get Sweeter Than Fiction onto your iPad. True story.
Oh my gosh. Do you know what? There were a lot of people that happened to. Like, I don't know if there was a glitch in iTunes or what, but like Sammy, who does our updates from T-Swift on Tour when Taylor's touring, she had the same problem. She kept texting me screenshots of her iPod not downloading Sweeter Than Fiction.
Yeah, mine had the same problem too. I don't know
me too.
What the issue is with iTunes right now, but it's not making me happy.
I think iTunes underestimated the power of Swifties and didn't realize how many people would be downloading that song.
Well, Adam, you know what was annoying about it? Like, so you could go look through and it actually showed that you purchased the song, but you couldn't download it. And I was like, well, heck, well, I'll just click on it again. And I did. And it's like, you've already purchased this. Do you want to purchase it again? I'm like, well, I guess that would count to maybe that would bolster Taylor's numbers and would have moved it up the charts a lot quicker. But I'm like, no, I already bought this. Just give it to me. And it was very annoying. It took a whole day to get the song.
Yeah, a little disappointing. It never hit number one in the U.S. iTunes store.
Yeah, well, it was a tough battle, though, because, what, Justin Bieber released a song and Lady Gaga released a song there. I was
very happy that at one point it got higher than Royals.
I know, you don't like that song. Actually, you know, it's funny. Anytime that song's on the radio, I think of you, Adam. I want to, like, give you a call and be like, what am I listening to?
So when Taylor thinks, or Tim McGraw, she thinks, sorry, I was trying to make a joke there. When Steve thinks Royals, he thinks of me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We'll go with that. Okay, I got the next one here. This one came from Twitter from _ Faded Blue Jeans. And it's, you know you're Swiftie when the only way you can find the real you on Google is by typing Taylor Swift after your name. # true story.
That's awesome. I'm going to try typing my name followed by Taylor Swift now. Although I feel, actually, let's
it'll,
do it.
Adam, it'll work.
Let's see. Adam Bromberg.
It will come up.
Taylor Swift. Taylor, it's probably going to be like Taylor Talk that comes up.
Of course it will.
Oh, it's actually my Twitter account is the first thing. And then actually...
your Taylor Talk.
My Taylor Connect account is next. And then the Taylor Talk website. Interesting. That's cool, though. Thank you for the idea, Faded Blue Jeans, on Twitter. And our last one for the episode is another voicemail from Scarlett and Pearl, a couple of our Australian Swifties. Take it away, ladies.
Hi, this is Scarlett.
And this is Pearl.
And you know you're a Swiftie when you go on your laptop at school to send a voicemail to Taylor Talk, even though you're not allowed to.
True story.
We're like actually doing this right now. Also, Australian Swifty is awesome.
And we love you, Taylor Talk.
Bye.
Oh, we love you too.
That's awesome.
I hope you guys didn't get in trouble for that.
if you guys got in trouble, sorry.
But we still liked your voicemail, so maybe it was worth it. Maybe.
Yes. So thank you guys to everybody who submitted to the mini segments. Keep those coming in for future episodes. We love it and appreciate it. Next up is a segment we haven't done in a really long time. I don't even know how long. But What Are Swifties Listening To is a segment where we help suggest new artists that you guys can become interested in. And typically, these are submitted by you guys. However, this time I had something I wanted to share because I'm really into this song right now. And that is Everybody's Got Somebody But Me by Hunter Hayes featuring Jason Mraz. And I think it's just really a fun and kind of catchy song. And maybe it's, you know, we're always talking about Taylor's songs being relatable. And I'm like, maybe this song's relatable to me because for most of my life, actually particularly through high school, all my friends had girlfriends and I was always the single guy playing third wheel.
Oh, poor baby.
Oh.
Yeah, well, maybe that's why it's relatable to me. And then something that's kind of neat about this that I found out after the fact when I was just doing more research on it and whatnot is Steve. Actually, I'll quiz you on this one because Diane, I already told this. We'll see if you know. Do you know who directed the music video for this song?
Yeah, sadly, I haven't even heard this song yet.
Steve, what are you doing with your life?
Well, this is this is why we have the segment.
Okay, exactly.
Sorry. Don't
Steve's going to listen to it now.
Okay. Right.
The music video for it was actually directed by Shane Drake. Now, Shane Drake, if new listeners won't know this, so I'm going to tell you to go back and find it. But Shane Drake, we actually had here on Taylor Talk. He was on episode number 62. The reason we had him is because he directed the music video for Highway Don't Care for Tim McGraw, Taylor Swift, and Keith Urban. So if you're a new listener, definitely go check out episode 62 for that interview. He talks about what it was like working with Taylor and things like that. So it's a really interesting episode. And also, just to plug his current work, also check out Everybody's Got Somebody But Me, the Hunter Hayes video he did. It's really cool. So thumbs up to him for how cool. He's gotten to do videos with Taylor and Hunter.
You're jealous.
I'm very jealous. So, guys, if you've, now's the time to pull out your calendar because we got, of course, some things coming up. We mentioned something earlier. Taylor Talk's first live show is going to be this upcoming Saturday. So tune in for it. November 2nd, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. in London. And Sunday, November 3rd in 9 a.m. in Sydney, Australia. Find your local time zone and tune into that. Now, if you're asking, where do I go to watch you guys live? And when I say watch, there's a reason for that, because this is going to be the first time you guys see our faces.
You're going to see us in a video, and we're going to be moving and talking at the same time. And it should be cool, hopefully. Hopefully we look all right.
And Diane is going to spend like 20 hours on her makeup.
No, I'm not.
She probably will.
No, more like my hair.
So if you're wondering where you can watch that, it's going to be on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/TaylorTalk13. And then also, since you have your calendars out already, November 6th is going to be the 47th CMA Awards in Nashville, Tennessee. Taylor is scheduled to perform a special version of Red with some huge country music names, specifically Alison Krauss, Vince Gill, bassist Edgar Meyer, Sam Bush, and percussionist Eric Darkin. Taylor's also nominated for 6 awards that night, so definitely tune in. The CMAs will air on Wednesday, November 6th on ABC at 8, 7 Central. So, Steve, I know you wanted to mention something about these people joining Taylor on stage, so now's your shot. Go for it.
Well, I'm just kind of curious to hear what this... it's going to be a country version of Red. That's based on the people that are there. You have Sam Bush. He's a mandolin player. You have Alison Krauss, who she can sing, and she's also a wonderful fiddle player.
And also has a brief appearance somewhere very special. Somewhere Steve pointed out to me that I didn't even know.
Where's this?
Diane's confused. I didn't tell her, Steve. I didn't tell her after you told me.
So if you look at the Taylor Talk logo that we use, like on Twitter and then also on the website, there is a poster behind Taylor that says Alison Krauss and Union Station on it.
Oh my gosh. She's like part of our show and I didn't even know it.
Yep.
And if so you guys are wondering where that picture's from, it's from the Vogue photo shoot about a year or so ago. That's what it's from. That actually wasn't added in by me or our graphic designer or anything. That was actually just there in the photo.
Hmm. Very cool.
Sorry, Steve, I interrupted you while you were going on your spiel about...
I'm sure you guys are excited for a different version of Red 2. I mean, hopefully, you know... It makes it good. Like, we've been really kind of impressed with the different ways that she's been able to kind of mix up her songs that she's done, even though that, Adam, I know that there's one that you were kind of not that keen on.
Are you talking about in the Red Show?
From the Red Show, yeah.
What song was that, Diane? You didn't like it either.
You Belong With Me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That Motown mix of it I was not too fond of. But
do you think you'd like a country mix of Red, though?
I think I can see that happening. Red's already on country radio, though. But it can definitely be more country. They can add a little bit of more twang to it, I'm sure.
A little bluegrass to it.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can buy this version online after the performance.
Speaking of mixed versions, do you know what still to this day it drives me nuts that there is not a studio version that I can buy and download?
Oh, I know, because you talk about it all the time.
What am I thinking, Diane?
You're thinking of the Mean cover...
By All American Rejects that they mixed up with their song Gives You Hell. That was the best song I've ever in my life heard.
Huh.
They did it for, I believe it was also a CMA thing, wasn't it? It was like this special event, not the actual main award show, but the special event thing where they honored like five different performers. You know what I'm talking about, Steve?
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Was it CMA's then?
It was something with Taylor and Lady Antebellum was there, and it was in like a very intimate setting in a way. It was like they were having dinner and there was like a presentation.
It was a special recognition thing. Only five artists, and artists include individuals and bands. What?
CMT Artist of the Year Award.
Oh, it was the CMT.
Yes. I think 2011.
I get so confused with all these acronyms, Steve. You got CMA, CMT, ACM, which is just changing CMA around. They confuse the heck out of me.
It's okay.
Yeah, so, there's so many of them.
Yeah, but bringing it back full circle to what you said, though, Diane, I don't think there's going to be a studio version of it that we can actually download and buy because they've never done that before from award shows.
They've done it with other artists who aren't Taylor. But we'll see. We'll just see what happens.
All right, for sure. So, again, those are going to be on Wednesday, November 6th on ABC. So, tune into that. Now, something kind of fun, because Steve could never do it, is finding the methods of contact. Because we made a game out of that, having Diane try, have Steve try, and neither of them can do that. We actually had a listener named Asha who emailed and is like, I can do it. She's like, I have it memorized. And so I was like, oh, yeah, I'm like, leave a voicemail and we'll use it. Now, at the time, I wasn't sure if she would actually leave that voicemail, but she did. So this episode, Asha is going to be telling us all about how you can contact us if you want to submit to the show. Asha?
Hey, guys, it's Asha, and I'm here to do my voicemail thingy. Try like 57. So here goes. If you would like to contact Taylor Talk, there are a myriad of methods. So you can pick one or several of the following. There's Facebook, facebook.com/TaylorTalk13. You can also find their Twitter at twitter.com/TaylorTalk13. And then there's Taylor Connect, which can be found at taylorswift.com/users/TaylorTalk13. You can send them an email at taylortalk@taylorswift13.org. If you would like to send a question for the midweek episodes, you can do so at ask.fm/TaylorTalk13. And you can also send a voicemail to 240-31-SWIFT. You can also text that number. And if you are outside of the U.S. and you cannot call the number, or if you're just a perfectionist like me who has done this like a bazillion times and doesn't want to mess up the first, you can go to their website to click the little bar on the side and send a voicemail that way. Their website is taylortalk.org. And if you have forgotten any of these methods by the end of my very long spiel, you can go to taylortalk.org, and you can click the little contact thing in the corner, and it'll give you a list of everything I just said, and I swear I was not looking at this list. So, yeah, bye.
Steve?
Yes?
Diane?
Yeah.
She just showed you up.
Adam, I think she may have done it better than you do it.
No, I wouldn't go that far, Steve.
She was awesome. I was smiling the whole time I was listening to that. That was really cool.
So, thanks for that, Asha. You just kind of made us a little bit happier with that. And, of course, before we go, something new that we started was giving shout-outs to people that just kind of do cool things. And we got at Smokin' with Zen, who is just a new listener. So I wanted to say hi and thank you and welcome you to the Taylor Talk community here. So thanks for listening.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks.
And then, of course, one more shout-out, which Steve doesn't know about. I snuck this one in. It's not in our notes here that we follow when we're recording.
What is it?
Diane doesn't know either. I wanted to just give a special shout-out to our new friend, Michelle.
Oh, yeah.
Michelle lives here in Vegas, like, same place as me. And Diane's here visiting, and so we're like, hey, we should all grab lunch. And so we went out to lunch with Michelle. So hi, Michelle.
Yeah, we had a Taylor Talk meetup. It was really cool.
I know you're listening, so she listens to every episode.
Nice.
And then, of course, before we go, it always seems like I have one more thing, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Always, always. You just
one more
talking.
Thing is something that has been talked about throughout this episode, and I'm going to rub it in one more time here. November 1st. Podcast Award voting starts. Please, please, please vote for us because we would love it so much.
Yeah, that would be really nice of you if you could do that. So
here's the thing. If we win a podcast award, if you guys go vote for us every day starting November 1st and we win an award, it's going to be videoed, me going on stage to accept it, and I'm going to be crying. I will put that on our YouTube for all of you to watch. You can watch
you
me
really
cry.
Cry.
I will cry in front of thousands of people in the audience.
But what if you win and you don't cry?
I'll try my hardest to cry.
Okay.
But
Adam's emotional. He'll cry.
He's emotional. What are you talking about?
I teared up a little bit earlier this evening with the announcement of the nominations.
Did you really?
There was lots of cheering. We were having a good time.
Here's the thing, Diane. Here's the thing you have to understand. For 2 years now, 2 years this weekend, this Friday is our 2 year anniversary. I have been spending roughly, 20 to 30 hours a week on this show. And to get something like even this nomination for something that is the highest level of recognition a podcast host can receive, like, it's after 2 years and so many hours, there's just something, you know, even someone as big and tough as me, you know, just might have a little emotional moment.
Aww. So you're gonna make me tear up now.
See, it works well.
So thank you for everyone who nominated us, and if you could do us one more favor and start voting for us every day, just like you do for Taylor, you have no idea how much it would mean to us, really.
It'd be very special.
Very, yes, very special. That's a good word, Steve, special.
It is.
So for everybody listening, I tried to stretch out this episode as long as possible to match it to a regular length episode.
We've almost achieved that.
Well, yeah, we're pretty close. We're pretty close. We hope you still enjoyed it, even without a main discussion. We will be back in just a few days on Thursday for our midweek episode with me and Steve. Diane, I think you have class again.
I do have class again. I have class for a while, but
so Diane won't be with us, but you'll get me and Steve. And then, of course, we have our live episode on Saturday with a special return from a host you haven't seen in a while.
Maya.
Ooh.
Oh, way to spoil it, Diane.
Well, who else would it be?
I was going to say, I hope I didn't stick my foot in my mouth. Maya, if you're listening right now, you better show up.
We better all be there. It's going to happen, guys.
So, yeah, that's going to be this upcoming Saturday, November 2nd on youtube.com/TaylorTalk13. Enough of all these plugs. I'm just going to say bye to you guys. For episode 93 of Taylor Talk, the Taylor Swift podcast, this has been Adam,
Diane,
and Steve.
Sand, we'll see you soon, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Take care.
This podcast is not directly affiliated with Taylor Swift.